If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we've got a special edition of the Gruppetto Report going this evening. We've got Rick Tillery on the line with us. Rick, how's it going?
It's going very well. My legs are recovering from yesterday's little adventure that we did.
And, you know, I am very excited to have that really as the prime conversation tonight. Quarry came up with the Grand Fondue. Tell us how you got such a clever name. I love it.
Well, the name kind of came about just from bantering in the office. The idea was really the brainchild of Rebecca Smith, I think, is who came up with the original idea of doing something like this and then having fondue afterwards. And we just kind of want to have some fun with it and play around with the name. You know, it's obviously a takeoff on a Grand Fondo, but we wanted to have fun and not take it so seriously. You know,
you say you wanted to have fun. That ride was a blast. I mean, you couldn't have ordered better weather, but it was just fun. I mean, the whole atmosphere of the ride was great. You had an unbelievable Peloton, but nobody needed to show how fast they were. We kept a sane pace, great conversation the whole time. The one thing I kept hearing was, I'm really looking forward to the food at the end.
Yeah, the food. That was such a great idea that Rebecca and Hannelore Ekman and Scott Tietzel and everybody in the office kind of came up with. It was, you know, and again, we wanted to have fun with it. We didn't want it to be too serious because a lot of times these things get serious and, you know, it gets a little bit competitive. And so my job during the ride was to go up front and sort of be a ride leader and set a pace and not, we really didn't want anybody to do any attacking or jumping off the front. We wanted people to come, have fun, be relaxed, and then enjoy some delicious fondue. Both obviously Swiss cheese, and so I think there may have been some Gruyere, and also some awesome Swiss chocolates at the end.
Oh, I was having fun dipping that wonderful sausage into chocolate.
Yeah, you know, you were sort of a trendsetter there, and Scott, I think, tried it, and some other folks, and I think we had some friends from the feed that were there as well, and I think one of them tried that, and it was, I admit, I tried it as well. It was interesting.
I kept hearing the comparisons to maple bacon.
Yeah. I wish we had some maple soaked bacon there to dip in there. Maybe we should have worked out something with Ted King to get some maple soaked bacon.
I really want to go into the details of the ride because, like you said, you were the ride leader, but again, you didn't have people attacking, and that so often happens. There was a mechanical, and it was so funny to see, you know, former U.S. road champion Timmy Duggan dropping back to lend a hand and help the person out that needed some mechanical work done. People were just incredibly friendly.
And he brought it back up to the rest of us.
Exactly.
Great, you know, and I think that goes into the spirit of that event. You know, it's everybody is there to have a good time, and we didn't want people to be hyper competitive, and I think everybody understood that. You know, you mentioned Timmy Duggan. We had some incredible, incredible riders there. Davis Finney, Connie Carpenter Finney were both there. Lucas Usser, current pro with United Healthcare, was there as well. So, you know, we just had a lot of people that came out and supported and had some fun. We had some female pros there as well. Heather Fisher and Lauren DiCrescenzo were there as well.
Yeah, and then Neil Henderson, Andy Pruitt, Andy's wife. I mean, it was just incredible. It was so fun. That's what I keep coming back to. You know, there's that scene in it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, where Charlie Brown is all excited because he got invited to a Halloween party. And then Lucy says, wait a minute, there were two lists, one to invite, one not to invite. And you ended up on the wrong list. And I had to say, or I've got to say, I felt like Charlie Brown in that scene because I really didn't feel like I deserved to be in that peloton.
Oh, come on, George. You know that you absolutely deserved to be there. That was a lot of fun, you know, and that was, again, that I got back to the point of why we wanted to do it and invite, you know, it was really open to anybody who wanted to come. We threw a lot of invitations out there and really you didn't have to be invited to attend. And that's, again, a lot of fun. I know I keep saying those three words, but a lot of fun was really what we wanted to do.
How did you come up with the route?
Because good food.
There were a lot of courses that I had ridden out there, a lot of the dirt routes, but then ended up on a couple of roads that I didn't even know existed, actually.
Well, the route was me for the most part, and then we threw a little bit of a last-minute wrench in there to change it up a little bit. So the most of the route was me, just, you know, roads that I've ridden recently or had wanted to ride. I pre-rode the route last week, the full route, and the roads were in pretty good condition last week. And then we got some rain over the weekend, and boy, you can attest, it got a little bumpy at times, but we mixed in a lot of dirt. We mixed in a lot of gravel. Some of it was hard packed, you know, 55th Street near Boulder Reservoir, for those of you out there who are familiar with this area, was, for the most part, really smooth, almost pavement smooth in some areas. And then, I don't know, George, were you taken aback by that one little bit before we turned off onto the trail between Longhorn and 55th, how sticky that got?
Oh, that was amazing. But there was a great route through there. The one place I got off and walked, I still have some fear for all the, you know, healed up broken bones, but was the little ridge of metal grating going through that gate.
Yeah, that was interesting. I've done those before, and that part right there, that last little bit, is a section that I have not ridden before. Scott Tietzel, I kind of call him our general manager at Corey, loves that little route. So what it does, it links up 55th over to Longhorn near where our office is, and it's essentially just a hiking and biking and equestrian trail. And and he's like, hey, let's go this way. Just to check it out, see how it was. And it was great. And there was this little cow type grate that you walk over, or it's a, I don't know if it's a cow grate or what, but it's access to get from one fenced off section to the other. But it was cool. I didn't expect it. Did you?
No, not at all. And watching people go over it, I was like, whoa, that's really cool. But you know what? I'm going to walk.
That's probably playing it safe. And I know it's still a little nerve-wracking for you from the incident with the deer. But it was interesting. And another aspect of the route that I really, really liked is, you know, we didn't really have much climbing. And people who are not from here or don't live here in Boulder, you know, don't realize that on one side of where we are is completely flat almost. And the other side is where the mountains are. You never see photos of the flat sections. But I like riding out there in those flats, you know, just because it looks flat, but boy, you can add up the rollers pretty quickly.
And that's something I think is really good with a course, is that you do want to expose people to the beautiful riding that's around a given area that most people generally don't do.
And I talked to a couple of people yesterday who were out there who had never ridden any of those dirt roads. Now they do a loop out to Hygiene, all pavement, but there are so many excellent roads around here that are gravel and just plain dirt that are awesome and fun to ride.
Now, when you have an event that is as successful as this one was, what are your plans for next year? Are you already thinking about it? What do you see in the future?
Well, I think we're still in a fondue coma at the moment. We really haven't talked about what we want to do next year, but I have a feeling that based on the positive reactions we had from everyone that were there yesterday, I think we can expect to do something maybe a little bit bigger next year. And we'll see. I know that we're looking to do it again, and we just have to kind of determine on what it's going to be. And you never know. We may collaborate with some partners out there to make it a little bit bigger.
No, I even see a spring ride, summer. Could be a year-round thing.
It could be. I think it could be very interesting.
You're listening to the Gruppetto Report on Over the Top Cycling. Here with Rick Tillery, talking about the Cuore Grand Fondue that happened yesterday. Rick, you were talking about making an event bigger. One event that became much bigger in Boulder, the U.S.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
US Open of Cyclocross, which happened a week ago. You happen to be out there?
I was out there on Sunday. It was a very very well thought out course. They changed it up a little bit for this year. They reversed the course from years past, and really I think it made a lot of people hurt just because some of the sections, an off camber. A climb or an off-camber descent. Just, there was one off-camber turn that just, was tricky every single lap. I didn't race it. I was out there to spectate, but it was a lot of fun. And I got to talk to two amazing young women out there, Teal Stetson Lee and Rebecca Faringer. Rebecca is riding for the Amy D Foundation, in the foundation that was set up. In memory of Amy Dombrowski, and to promote young women cycling and cyclocross and some road stuff. And Rebecca is she's from the Northeast. I think this is her first time racing here in Boulder, Colorado, and she had some interesting things to say about racing at altitude.
The only complaint I heard that entire weekend was the weather's too good.
Yeah, I heard that as well. It's funny that I think a lot of people, when they come here to Boulder, they expect snow. And what I think a lot of people don't realize is, yeah, it snows here, but a lot of times it's gone a day and a half, 2 days later.
Now, Rick, can you tell us a little bit about your other interview?
I also spoke with Teal Stetson Lee, who is coming back after an injury. She's now back in the starting lineups of races, but she's also putting on cross races for herself. She has done something called Cross Reno. It's a very interesting concept because it's not just a cycling race. She's going to tell us a lot about it right now.
We're still out here at Velma Bike Park in Boulder, Colorado. Now we're talking to Teal Stetson Lee. She is back in her first race, back this year. How's it feel to be back in the saddle on a cross course?
Oh, it feels awesome. Painful, but awesome. I'm really glad to be out there again. I mean, cross is one of the most hands-down painful sports you can possibly do. Lots of suffering, but it's also one of the best forms of cycling that you can possibly participate in because it's got a little bit of everything in it. So, I've had a bit of a hiatus the last two seasons. And then at the beginning of this season, I put on my own cross race, which kind of tapped me out for early season racing. So I'm looking forward to getting back in the mix now.
So let's talk a little bit about you being a race promoter now. it was a pretty well-attended race from all reports. It clashed a little bit with Worlds, so I couldn't be there, sadly. Otherwise, I was gonna be there. But I know because it's all about me, right? So
it was a tragedy. I mean, that you weren't there. We felt the void,
the loss. Yes. I know it's a great mass of loss. What do you foresee for this event in coming years? How did it go, number one, and where do you see it going from here?
Well, Cross Reno was a huge success in its first season. Our main expectation was really just to put on an incredibly tight, well-run professional race. It was paired with a music festival as well, because in this day and age, I don't feel that it's enough to put on just a cycling event any longer. That caters to the cycling world, but that's a pretty niche market. So if you really want to expand the interest in the sport, you've got to put on other entertainment that draws people that are not yet riding bikes. So we've been calling it the Cross Reno Cyclocross Event and Music Festival. And the direction we're going in with that is to continue to grow it so that it has other layers as well. It becomes a full outdoor recreation festival with top headliner musicians playing on the music side. And then, you know, in the middle of it, there'll be a cyclocross race always, because that's kind of our centerpiece that we've started with, and we'll never neglect that foundation. But we will be adding more events to that so that we're bringing people and introducing them to cycling who currently have no idea that they're passionate about it yet, but they'll have an opportunity to try it out and get excited. So newbies is what it's all about, newbies.
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of talk about that right now, is how to grow the sport. And there's, you know, at the different national governing bodies that are now starting to kind of compete against each other. Excuse me. So I think going after the people who are new to the sport is going to be crucial to growing any kind of cycling. What do you see going on in the sport as a whole? Now, you've been able to kind of step back a little bit, but, and you haven't been racing every weekend. Have you seen anything that looks good to you from maybe an outsider's perspective?
Absolutely. Your question is very timely. Prior to racing today, the reason I wasn't able to do the UCI cross race yesterday was because I was down in Colorado Springs at the USA Cycling National Symposium. And I attended that Friday and Saturday. And I have to tell you, it was phenomenal. It was very well run, very professional. There were some incredible players that came to the table to talk about the direction that cycling is going in this country. There were a ton of different promoters there, officials, local USA Cycling representatives, the kind of the regional representation. And I got an introduction to the new CEO. And they have some really progressive ideas. And most importantly, some really collaborative ideas. You know, there was a lot of open discussion and transparency about what do we need to do to put cycling back on the map in a big way in this country, and what do the primary focuses need to be. And I have to tell you, the energy in that room by the time I left was really exciting. And then to come out to a race the next day and then get to compete, it just kind of tied the whole weekend together. But I'm feeling pretty optimistic. But it's going to take all of us, you know, participating and being willing to do our part. And, you know, we all have something that we can contribute.
Awesome. Teal Stetson Lee, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to Racing in Cross.
And thanks, Rick, for bribing me with the chocolate ice cream.
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about that, but it was chocolate banana ice cream. All right, thanks, Teal. We are here at Valmont Bike Park in Boulder, Colorado. We are talking with Rebecca Faringer, also known as GoFar in internet terms. Welcome to Boulder.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Do you really think that after your race?
I could go over a lower altitude place, but the weather was nice, not cross weather, but it was great hanging out.
So you've been here for a few days. You went to a couple events this week. How has your Boulder experience been?
Really nice. It's a beautiful area. It's definitely different than New England. In New England, everything is green almost all the time because it's pine trees, but here it's so, the mountains are crazy, and it's brown, and it's flat, and then it's a mountain. It's beautiful.
Are you going to get to explore a little bit more before you head back east?
No, I leave on Monday. I have a childhood friend that lives here, and I'm going to try to sneak in a bite of food with her tonight or something. But so friends come first sometimes.
Okay, so you're racing at the elite level now. You're racing for Amy D Foundation. Why is this so important to you to be racing in memory of Amy?
Why is it important for me? She was inspirational. I didn't know her. I wasn't in the cross scene when she was, but I read her blogs. And even before I read what she had to write or before I knew what she stood for, it sort of paralleled what I want to stand for. I kind of want transparency in everything that I do. I want people to know that it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be confident. It's okay to, you know, dream big, but it's also okay to be realistic. And after reading what she wrote and after, you know, talking to Dan, it seems like that's the type of girl she was. Sometimes she'd throw, you know, reality out the window to chase her dreams, but at the same time, they were achievable because she was just incredible. So I hope to aspire to that level of confidence anyways.
You've got a pretty big social media following out there, wouldn't you say? So, you know, what would you like to say to those folks out there?
I'm glad that you think that there's a lot. I like to think that I have a quality social media following and not a quantity social media following. But yeah, I mean, it's great. I actually got into cross because of the sort of NECX kind of clan out there. All the online heckling made me feel like it was a great sport to be in. And the sense of community online was pretty strong. And yeah, so keep up the great supportive work online.
So you bring up NECX, New England Cyclocross Scene, prolific. It's been around for a long, long time, very established. How would you compare that scene to what you've experienced here in Boulder?
It's funny because I used to think that New England Cyclocross was sort of the only cyclocross out there. And I mean, so New England has a lot of races, so it does bring some top racers from all over the country. And it just makes me think that they're local when that was my world, you know, even just last year. And then I come out to Boulder and I realize that there is more than just New England Cyclocross, but the level out there is high and it is just as high out here. I was racing with, you know, some local names that I didn't recognize, but I'm like, wow, these girls are really showing me great lines and why can't I drop them on these power sections? So really, you know, there's not a difference. The sense of community is just as great and the talent is just as high.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Gruppetto Report. We appreciate your time. Becky Faringer.
And that wraps up the Gruppetto Report. From Boulder, Colorado, for Rick Tillery, I'm George Thomas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.